The Lord says, I desire a people of inconvenience, that I can inconvenience their life and I can inconvenience their time. I cannot come and bring a revival to people who must be a people of convenience. Pray to me, long and desire that a grace come upon your life, that you are truly, not just with words, not just with the acclamation of the flesh or the mind, but truly with the heart, you are willing to lay down your life and time, to truly be inconvenienced by my spirit, to be drawn aside, to come early, to stay late, to rise up early, to sit up late, to change your whole schedule. I desire a people that will pray into existence, not just what they've heard, but let it become a true and living reality to them. I come in these times once again to my church to stir them. For if you study history, you will find that any time that I ever moved for any season, it was because people, my church, were willing to be inconvenienced in their life and stirred in the hours of prayer. This grace is now, and this grace is increasing to all those who hear the voice of the bridegroom. And once again, I say to you, if you desire to know what I am saying across the planet, to all those who can hear, all those who have the hearing ear, I am asking prayer without ceasing. I am asking that my church come aside. I'm asking that the embers of the things of truth that they've heard from the beginning concerning prayer and prayer without ceasing, once again, revive their lives to that place where I can come. I cannot and I will not come without the authority that you give me through intercessory prayer. You will not stumble over this. It will not come because of my sovereignty. I have declared it from the beginning, but I must have it birthed in the earth, saith the Spirit of grace. Receive this grace, for it is on you, and it is in you through my anointing. Give thanksgiving for the authority that comes. Give thanksgiving for the grace that will come upon your life and upon your home. Give thanksgiving for the inconvenience and the pulling aside of my spirit in these days, saith the Spirit of grace.